is in the studio with me. And yep, Ras Kuku.
Andy.
Good morning. How are you?
The bad boy.
Yeah, man.
I'm a bad boy.
I mean that.
Yeah, me know.
Yeah, man. Ras Kuku, Kojo yeah. Crunches yeah. In the building.
Me dear, you know, everything yeah, man. Nice and capacity.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Charlie, welcome.
Yeah, thank
but
you.
But the other time, why did you nearly insult me?
No. It just be different insult.
So you wanted to fire me?
No, I want not to fire you, but just to fire. So if you think maybe it touched you, then you forgive Rastaman.
Eh, because it touched me.
It touched you.
Papa, the way he said, no, Yusef, if like you know be you, like the presenter, I go hear him. Like, wow.
Yeah, because you be big man. We are the respect you too much. So if you know be you, it be different person. Like I go fire him.
Mm.
I don't go if he fire you.
Okay.
No, I don't go if he fire you. Hey, Andy.
You yeah. Hey. Life. So no idea. How have you been?
yeah, bless us. We don't know. We're still working. Is it? Yeah. We're working. More shows, more performances, more music. And then, you know, everything about music, we're giving it to the people. So everything nice.
And it's like you eat, live, sleep, music. Everything is music.
Yeah, because I'm music. As I told you, I do my promotion
through promotion.
To me myself, I am music myself.
Okay. Do you play an instrument?
Drum.
Drum.
Yeah, but it's been a while, long time since I did.
As in after. Proper drummer or you are learning?
Proper drummer.
Really?
Yeah, but I've stopped. I think the last time I did that was around 2002 when I stopped going to.
You mean 2022 or 2002?
2002.
Was when you stopped drumming?
Yeah.
Or you started drumming?
Stopped.
Why?
Yeah, because I had to stop.
2002?
Long time ago.
Wait, okay. What made you stop?
It's like, okay, I stopped going to church, so I stopped playing it.
Does that mean the last time you went to church was in 2002?
Yeah.
2002?
Yes.
Like, what, 22 years ago?
You can do your calculation.
No, that's what, 22 years ago?
Yeah.
You've not been to church?
Because I am the church myself.
No, wait. My question is, you've not been to church for...
I've not been to the building, but I am the church. I am
you
the
said,
church.
You said you stopped going to church.
Yeah.
It means for 22 years, you've not been to church.
To the building.
You've not been to the church building.
Yes.
That's the right English. Yes. Thank you for the correction. You've not been to the church building.
Yeah, because I am the church, so I go to my church in within myself.
How do you worship?
Through worshiping. I always give thanks and praise unto the Most High, you know, the creator of the universe, you know, for my life, for the life of you, my kids, everybody. So I give thanks all the time.
What made you stop going to church?
You know, because I realize I'm the church myself. I need to keep the body clean, yeah, so that the Most High can stay there.
Yeah, but when you go to church, you keep the body clean, or?
Yeah, but I'm not saying going to church is not good or is it?
Uh-huh, so I want you to correct that.
Yeah, you can go to church, all right. But me, myself, I go to church in within me.
Which church were you going?
I've forgotten the name.
You've forgotten the church you were worshipping?
Yeah.
You were worshiping at a church.
Yeah.
Church. And you've forgotten the name of the church you were
worshiping. Yeah, after the pastor died. One pastor cursed that pastor.
In that church? The same church?
So I had to stop.
They were cursing themselves. Yeah. In that church. No wonder you stopped. So someone cursed another pastor.
One pastor cursed another. Yeah. So I had to stop.
And he died.
And he died.
In the church.
In the church.
Ah. Sorry, baby. God know the church or what?
God he did everywhere. God he did everywhere. It's up to you.
And you believe
God even when you go to toilet where the shits up, God did it. Well, if God did it, you will feel enter the toilet and die. So he did it, he will protect you, make you shit. He did everywhere.
Okay.
No one born who buy after toilet. After you shit, you forgive thanks. You don't know. People they wait make them get money. No, I can make I tell you. People they wait make them get money before they go give thanks unto God.
Mm.
But you, if you shit, sir,
oh,
you
are
thanks.
Ready. Which one is?
Okay, so which are Naya? You forgive thanks. You don't know because there are people who can't jar the manai. And they go to the hospital and get medicine for that. So Uja or Naya, you forgive thanks for that because it's not easy for you to jai or Naya. I'm telling the true fact.
Am I disputing?
You are not.
Thank you. Are you done? Can I continue my interview?
Yeah, you can.
Why are you troublesome? Like, people think you are so cool, but,
oh, but
within
cool.
Within our sex,
our space,
like you crazy. People don't know. Say yeah, you're like you are in a different realm.
Yeah, because I for make word because you see the media inside. I for make word though. People they figure gather promote people, and then if I don't make word, yeah, gather need promote too. Because I say me didn't make.
What are you holding?
My handkerchief, of course.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
Right. It looked like something.
Like what?
Oh,
because of the flame.
No, not the flame. Oh, I said it looked like something.
Something like what?
Oh, like wood. I thought it was wood.
Wood with fire?
No, I didn't see any fire.
Min treasure.
Un treasure.
Yeah. Min timin kutijang. Say wood, firewood.
What do you do with fire?
Cook with fire.
You. You cook with fire.
Yeah,
it's true. But don't we all cook with fire?
Yeah, we all do. But I don't know why people chase me because of fire.
Is it because of your looks?
No, I'm handsome.
Of course, yes, you are.
Yeah. So maybe if somebody thinks because of my looks, you come after me. Me no one and hofe.
What's your take on that?
What?
Where especially the police hunt or they stop drivers who are dreadlocked or young ones who have unkept hairs. They stop them and they search. In fact, they can search everything, including your underwears. They search everything.
Balls.
Yeah. What's your take on that? Have you had that experience?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They will tell you, because we are children now. But it's their work, it's their duty, you know. When they meet me, I'm like, yo, and I'll sit there and say, oh, yeah, Juma. Then continue with your work. And found them here, Rasta, me, Sakura, me, whatever. It's their duty. So if they stop, could you crunchy? You know, most of them too are my friends. You know, I love them, they love me. And they are like, you fire us too much.
What's your worst experience with the police?
The day I was caught.
They arrested you?
Yeah.
What for?
Ah.
Same thing. That thing, no. What did they find?
Nothing.
Then why were you arrested?
Because of the thing.
If it's because of the thing, that means there was a thing. They arrested you because of that thing.
Yeah, that thing. Yeah, I've showed you
already. How did it happen? Did they pull you over? Were you driving or they caught you somewhere?
Caught me somewhere.
Somewhere. Okay.
I was in a car. Yeah, but it was cool. Some years ago.
Okay.
About 20 years ago.
Wow. I see. 20 years ago, the police arrested you for that thing.
And the thing.
In a car. Wow. This means you had your experience before Kwakesi was even arrested for that thing.
Which experience?
Oh, I mean the experience of being arrested by the police. You know? Wow. Listeners, we are live on Facebook. Raskuku is here in his glory. He's here. In fact, Honorable Raskuku, I've added Honorable to your name.
No. I'm the ghetto president.
Yeah, but His Excellency.
I don't need honorable.
You need excellency.
I don't need excellency.
What do you need?
The ghetto
president Rice cooker.
Yeah, they get to
eat. Or press rice cooker.
Yeah, they press. Yeah.
Get to eat press. Listeners, Rice cooker has a new album, a new EP. This guy keeps coming and coming and coming. And it looks like he ain't stopping anytime soon. IB Youthman says, Kojo Crunchy, much love. Samugana says, oh, NDC, Oyoyati. Kwaku Dada Puom said, please, I'm Dada Puom from Pokwasi. Please play me to me and tell Raskuku the song has changed my life, period. Kofi Spray said, Mr. Andy, this one, the Bra Kojo, they lie. I just love this man. Someone Puom president. I'm drunk, man. Ablek Manana Le says, salute from afar, Andy.
Hey, Nana Le!
Yeah, man. Big ups, Nana Le.
Big up yourself.
Charlie, you for put him on one of your tracks.
Yeah, I like the guy too much. I said it. Too much.
But it's psychedelic.
Hey.
Psychedelic.
Oberi garlic. Okanu kwa yusu ajwale.
Nana Le.
Mr. Sanu Pekra, okay, we'll see him for a take my and lick. You know, be you talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cuckoo, no?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You're crying, Chief. Can you imagine Jesus Christ passed me weed beside the wilderness in my dream?
I wasn't there.
I don't know. I can't believe my nana lace.
Hey!
Now we all know where that sin is coming from.
That
sin. The same thing. I was up and she said, good morning, and I'm proud of another Ikuapim man doing his thing. This is our old toy inside of Busmasi Ikuapim. Yeah. Alaji Jr. Shatta Sadiq said, can you play me, Mr. Government?
Mr. Government, You see what I see, do you feel what I feel, you care for the children.
Where are Ikuapim?
I'm a boy.
Listeners, let's hear or let's listen to some of these songs. At least let's listen to one of the songs from Raskuku's new EP. Was it Road of Evil?
Yeah, the Road of Evil.
How many songs do we have on?
We have 10. I was here with you.
10?
Yeah, we spoke about it.
Please, someone is listening. The person wasn't here.
Okay, so after that, tune in. I just want to update them.
Yeah, so update. Don't say you...
And you went to call.
No. I'm only advising because someone may not have tuned in.
Okay.
This could even be the first time someone is listening or meeting you.
All right.
On the radio, yes.
All right. So, Road of Evil was out around May, June, and then 10 tracks on it. After that, I came out with a Boga High Life song, Atia. Then after the Boga High Life, I'm now out with a single again, To Me, featuring Brother Sammy.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're the same person that recorded a gospel tune with M.O.G.
Yeah.
And now, Brother Sammy.
Yeah.
What's your thing with gospel musicians?
They want to drag us into the gospel world, which we are dragging them into the reggae world.
But they record with reggae. I mean, they all do reggae songs. Esther Smith, Dana Hamilton.
But their songs are not called reggae songs.
Why are they not called reggae songs? It's like we're living in a country where people don't know, but the songs they're doing are reggae.
So tell them.
But I've told them.
Yeah, you're not telling them.
All of them. Reggae songs. True. All of them. All gospel musicians do reggae. All of them. They record reggae songs.
So why don't they want the masses to call it reggae?
It is the message that tells the difference.
Which message?
The message they preach. So, for example, your song Mempai Bo is gospel. Do you understand?
It's a reggae song.
Yes, but what I'm saying is the message. You asked and I'm telling you the message is gospel.
What makes it gospel?
It is because you are preaching. You are talking about
Jive, children, yeah. Is it gospel?
It's
or
gospel.
Reggae?
No, it's reggae. The genre is reggae, but the message is gospel.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You. Yeah. You're talking to a librarian.
So the war happened, where, now where you did?
Which war? Which war? No, which war?
For Liberia. No.
What has the war got to do with
this? I say Liberia, so I won't know.
I'm talking about library. No,
okay.
No.
Okay, Liberian. Martin.
What's up, baby?
I wanted to ask how many books now are
you? Oh, books are you? More. Yeah, books in there. Oh, Mr. Kandapa.
Ah.
Bright Kandapa.
Ah.
Young man, maximum respect.
Yes, sir, sir. Yes, sir.
Good morning, senior voice DJ. Please, great Ras Cuckoo for me. Thanks. Bright Kandapa. CID headquarters operations. Director.
Yeah, man. Bless you.
Maximum respect.
Yes, sir.
Kami mana bechi over there. Name's Ophelion, you know.
No, my anything.
Me pesa me chokeke for shegiri.
Ah, but Ghana here's your chikeke.
I mean them pesa me chokeke for that thing.
Matikeke.
Yeah, man. Now, listen. I want us to listen to Ras Cuckoo featuring Brother Sammy. To me. Check this out. We're live on 103.9 FM. Edu. Ede.
That's
Ede. Very nice. Very, very nice. Man. Ras Cuckoo.
Andy.
Ras Cuckoo.
Andy Dusty.
Chalaba, uni mnyumbo.
That's it.
No, honestly, uni mnyumbo. Uni mnyumbo. If I grow into a new mumbo,
Midassi.
When you might de Edianaka.
Oh, Miss Hyde, an idea. Oh, could you cry? Your body and you made the army me a car big investor. We go for the past years, you know, me and my team Navy beer. And my boys Navy beer. Yanny, I did. Yeah.
Everyone seem to be chanting the same song, Investor, Investor.
Yeah. Say never more calling him.
What do you need the investor for? What do you want him to do for you? For example, someone is listening. He has the money. He has about some 5 million Ghana cedis to help an artist like Kojo Crunchy, an artist like Ras Cuckoo, challenge 5 million Ghana cedis. I'm a fan. Okay. What do you want him to do for you?
I'm saying investor, neighbor, good management, neighbor. Proper settings, nankasa, neighbor. So what did I say? Yeah, that's all. It's all about the management, like investor, and cause of Birmingham, if you be a but when it comes to the music, everything done, I'm never ready. Seven music, you know, the performance, everything 100% from Kojo Crunchy, yeah. And then when the investor come, you know, we take you bring in more people, big up yourself, portfolio,
yeah, I man,
bless
the newest,
yeah, MC,
yes,
yeah, bless up. And it's why I know, and you know, I'm done. Me about the performance, baby. Yeah. One thing being a crossover coin. When I was, you know, signed up onto Saberman. Yeah. And that thing didn't come.
What is Saberman?
Saberman, the entertainment record who came to sign me around 2017 or so. But they had their own problem. And a man named Akwesa. But when it comes to the music in India, so well.
Means you've not had any proper label afterwards?
No, I've been doing it myself with my team, my crew now, biggest money.
Now, when you pump in the money, do you get it back?
Yeah, we get it back. Yeah, you know, when it comes to the showbiz, now, okay. Shows in India, we check me, we cry. A free necro, I copy him December 20th, of cry, my shoes covered. So I say, yeah, and he said, me and Kasa may empono. You who are around me, we are a young Kasa, a generative sign, man. So it's up to, you know, me myself to, you know, work harder, more hard for the investor, big one to come in so that we just move forward. But when it comes to the music, there, nobody.
Now, this Road of Evil EP is
album.
Is it an album? Or
yeah, the Road of Evil is an album.
It's an album.
Yeah.
Okay, a 10 track album.
Yeah.
Is this song on it? This
no.
song To Me is not on
to
it.
To Me is not on it.
Why? To me came later on.
To Me came late. To Me came from your favorite on the album.
Right.
Edem.
Right.
Beat, you know, so I was rehearsing live band. I'm saying, no, I'm going to be to any baby. But then I'm saying, no, after that, Nipa, not doing by me. You know me, YouTube, Brother Sammy. And I'm saying, no, I was meeting my friend. So after Lumba
Who was the other one?
Nasi.
Nasi and Brother Sammy. Okay. But Nasi wasn't around.
Okay.
We said, no, I was having a brother, Sammy Timiena. So just after Lumba show, you call Monday in your choir.
I sat on radio and mentioned that you gave the best performance of the night.
No, but when it comes to Ghana, when we are talking of performance, say, I saw Mike, Yembo performance.
With the band.
Yem miming. With the band. And I will read him so. No, Uchisu one, I'm about one. When it comes to performance, chance na minya, minya chance no, enya agro na midio, you choose one, meba one.
That you mean no one comes close to
I haven't said nobody comes close, but me say when you are supposed to choose one, me meba one. When it comes to performance, other side ne die, a man fubiti me a juma ne ubi aye juma kese, but when it comes to performance.
Congrats.
The ghetto you press.
Yeah, yeah.
It says when you pick one, when it comes to live band performances, Inga, are you talking about the young ones as in your contemporaries? Or you're talking about everyone?
Said one. Out of one. Yeah.
So I believe you anyway.
Yeah, and giddy.
No, I believe you.
Yeah.
I believe you. Because that day what you did on that show, that Lumba 60th birthday bash, like, and the way you sang your song, right? and the way you killed it, like verse bar, like word for word, like. Oh, Charlie.
Send me a Lumba fan. I say, Charles, could you foresee there? A band of Ghana high, nobody comes close.
Oh, you love him?
I love him. You love him?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But wait, do you plan on remixing any of his songs? If you are to remix or do any feature of
with
his?
Daddy. I have a song with him that we are planning on, but any remix.
Oh, really? You want to do an original song?
I've got so many songs, too. I've got so many songs. And I mean, artists need me bria. Like, I'm a baffle fra. I'm to me pharmacy. I'm wanting you to cry to me, Freddy. I'm a pharmacy. But when they are big, shh, man, can't we? Who's a bullet to Robert Catcher? Ebony. Meanwhile, I show my next state, no frame. So, what is small girl be bassy? In the brand name, same question. Besides, and you're my men in the year, and you're my mom.
You recorded with Ebony?
Yeah, I have a song with her. Okay, YouTube, right? Yeah, on mix one, okay, after so car baby number the tour. Her first song, we are not bled back on TV, so on the radio, so. The bled we mean you. Oh, friend, we saw so me, I said, Yapo no pepper. He has done a lot for young musicians. But once he money, yeah, but that day will come.
Oh, but why is it so?
Because it is so.
No, it shouldn't be so. Because, no, it shouldn't be so. I've had my fair share. I mean, people talk, hey, Charlie, you two, you do something. You two, you help me. Hey, you help this guy. You help this. But why is it that of all the things you've done, a name like Ras Kuku is not mentioned? For example, Ebony. And here you are telling me, because I...
Her first song, Paul Busa, Busa Fred, Bullet Busa.
And for somebody like Bullet, and even Ebony, I never heard them mention it.
She, Ebony, or Pema Semba, and that's what Pema said, or Domianka, sir. Yeah.
If that's the case, why were they not mentioning? What is it?
Because it is so.
What are you not doing right? Is it management? Is it publicity? What?
Me, myself, I don't know, because I'm doing everything right. Maybe some of them are going left, so they can't see the right thing.
I see. Okay, now let's finish with Road of Evil. Tumi. So, Tumi, have you shot the video? I think I saw the video.
No, we have a cartoon one. We are planning on shooting it.
It's just a visualizer.
Yeah.
So there's no proper video for...
Nah.
Okay, but is the song out?
It's out.
How's it doing on the market?
Oh, but if it's Enya,
someone would...
Why?
Oh.
What we should be like I say.
Ah. Only that I can't tell radio so soon, yes, I saw him there. But yeah, and to me that was honesty. Like he spoke his truth. So if it's not good, it's not good, and Ghanaians will love it. Or they will, you know, we are.
Yeah, but somebody just texted you and said, "Music, Nasasana, bravo."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that means he's doing good, more than good.
But and the song is nice.
Yeah, and everybody is talking about the voice in the song, the vocal ability. And when it comes to that, when we say Rascuku is a top notch, next year, I'm taking home the male vocalist of the year. Next year. Yeah.
IB Utman says, watching live from Belfast, UK. AC House, listen, Godfather, please drop your business line. It's urgent, please. Rascuku is a king. Oh, his own. Seriously, he's a king. Celebrity Pastor says, Andy, you don't know the thing Cuckoo they show you. The thing you go bring something. When is he featuring Shatta again? Because Cuckoo and Wale together is fire. What happened to the label you were signed up to? Okay. Okay. Will you answer that?
The label, no. Oh, Abi, that one I talk come already. Yeah, I say be them now, the man problem. Yeah, so then solve them. The company.
He's asking when you record again with Shatta. Do you guys have a song?
Yeah, we have a song, two songs from my side.
Okay.
Yeah, Yetalimu.
Oh, Yetalimu. Then, yeah.
The biggest dancehall song in Ghana. Yeah. On the streets, everywhere. Yetalimu. And then when it comes to Ghana, say you know, reggae dancehall, a can who be in a reggae dancehall, Jinai. My song Yetalimu. You can ask the youth.
Such a sense says, Cuckoo, where did Jashok?
Jashok, they work on his EP. He's coming out with too many songs. But people, he's on Facebook too.
Okay.
You follow him and then you check out his songs.
Mm.
You know, Pool Music, we got so many branches. So people should also follow Jashok wherever they find him.
Nana Kwasi says, bad orientation, Grandpa. When the same police see a foreigner with same hair, they don't treat them like they do to their own. Why must one be stereotyped because of natural hair? It's past. Time to unlearn. Miseducation was and still part of the education. You have a good point. Okay. And you need to wrap it up. Martinez, welcome.
Thank you.
You are seated next to greatness.
Martinez. Yeah.
You are seated next to greatness.
I like that rhymes.
Yeah.
It's always a delight seeing Ras Cuckoo. And look, when it comes to your message, I don't know, but it looks like you have that kind of distinct approach. Reggae musicians, we know, they have a certain style of approaching music. But when it comes to you, it's like very, very, very different. For me, what I was coming to is the fact that you've not won male vocalists before. And you mentioned it. Look, your voice is something else. And I'll be very happy if I see you one day win that category.
Next year.
It's good. I like that positive energy. I like that positive energy. You need to keep it like that. And when it comes to the love, you know, there's former DC of Kaswa, Ewutu Senya, is Honorable Adam Snoon.
Okay.
He's a very big fan of yours.
Okay.
Yes. For you performing so well that believing you are number one, I've heard that countless times from people. But like you said, it looks like you've not been given that recognition you think you deserve. But you still have to keep working very hard. The collaborations you are doing, they are all on point. I mean, this particular song, thinking of Nasi or Brother Sammy, it's a good choice you made. I am a fan of this song. I have it on my phone, and every time, you know, I listen to it, the message alone is so on point, and I wish you very well. Next year, if you don't win Male Vocalist of the Year, what will happen?
I'll win.
So, And I'm asking, I understand you win. What if you don't win?
I'll win.
He says he will.
Because I don't want him to come back and chastise TGMA or fire. We understand.
Whatever he said, be positive. No negative thing around me. Don't you have anything to say? Like, no bad news about me.
But for all this while you've not won, do you think you are being, I don't want to use the word sabotage, but do you think you've not been treated fair?
Sabotage and not treated fair, all be one. I've been through all those 2 years you are trying to tell me.
For not winning the male vocalist
I
of
should
the year.
Be. And
what makes you think?
Not that I haven't won it, too. I've not never been nominated over there.
And what do you think is the problem? So Andy asked that.
The question
Andy asked is very deep. That what do you think you are not doing right? For you not being nominated, meanwhile you are working. I don't think TJMA will just align you or just overlook your work.
Yeah, last time they read something on that category and they said, not that they are saying the song should be that loud, but you know they watch your vocal ability on the song. And then when you check even the song I did with Samini, Iboremi, check the vocal ability. And we submitted it there, and it wasn't chosen. So,
Which category did you submit it to?
Male Vocalist of the Year.
But you should also know that they have a cut. And so I think about, 5 or 6 or something.
And the cut that they have, I should be number one.
In the cut.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Whether cat, dog, camel.
Do me a favor, don't talk. Why? Thank you. Portfolio.
In fact, Godfather, I would love for you to do me the honors of playing my all-time Rascuku favorite delivery on a collaboration with Floki Stone, Soldier.
Wow.
Yeah, Soldier.
That song. Father.
A soldier, different soldier.
That song, some of your best deliveries are not even those that are popular.
It be true
for some of us, and it hurts. I wish that could be amplified. That song, I mean, and I would like to crave indulgence of all listeners to go look out for that collaboration with Floki Stone, Soldier, and see what a white man calls. I mean, tonal graduations on the song, the tone and how you graduate the tone and so it's not out of place that everyone wants you to win the Vocalist of the Year.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know TGMA category definition. Initially, I think maybe is it about nomination or a win? Have you ever been nominated?
No.
Not at all. And then that we owe you an apology for that.
All nominees are winners. So.
No.
Okay, I've never believed that though.
No, I don't believe
you
that.
You know why?
Mm-hmm. Where's the plaque?
Mm-hmm. No. You don't need the plaque.
We need it.
No.
We need it.
No.
We need it.
No. Oh, what you need is... I beg you. What you need is a recognition. It's as simple as that.
People don't celebrate recognition as much as getting
in
that
this
validator.
Country.
It only happens
in this country.
Pathetically.
Thank
some
you.
Of
I
us,
like that adjective. Pathetically. Uh-huh.
Pathetically, some of us who drive the conversation don't acknowledge who has been nominated. The only validator that is the plaque.
Is the win.
Ah, and that is one who drive the conversation. Look, people have even forgotten about the fact that some people have earned TGMA artist nomination before. They don't. But you have won it.
You are this close to winning the thing.
People, no,
you see, that is why I cherish this gentleman. But he's one of the few mainstream acts who put a lot of credence on our music scheme. Look at, he had a whole tour around just one category he won. The reggae dancehall
artist of the year.
You broke Stone Boy's dominance on that.
Yeah.
To see an artist give credence and this much respect and regard to a scheme that empowers them. I mean, that is something that is very respectable. Now, acknowledge you are also a case study of people who are able to consolidate a grassroots fan base. For
example,
last time myself and Slim were doing a grassroots statistical check on. The fact that there are people whose fan-based conversation are driven on the mainstream media, then the reality on the ground. Father, I've engaged you on a show where we're talking about Fasi Gadam.
Mm.
I remember. And I also did my check over here. We were at Kwabena eating with Slim, and he was telling me about the fact that go everywhere and mention Rascuku, and that dancehall artist that you think have all the bars are not in their books of who their favorite dancehall artist is. Mm. It's Ras Kuku. And how you are able to gather that kind of fan base. The only difference is it has not been able to translate to the new way of using fan base to execute in favor of artists, which is the digital world. True. You have not been able to translate the grassroots reality to the digital space for them to drive a conversation for you. That is the only difference. So all this slept on sabotage, and I don't want to buy into that. I want you to find a way to translate that course following you have on the grassroots to the digital space so that they're able to push the agenda on better for you. That is the only difference. Apart from that, I don't know the reason why. Boot
yeah,
for
I said
boot,
it all.
You have taken the boss of performance. You have taken it delivery. You have taken the boss. Any boot for boot comparison with any whoever you have taken it, but just translate that grassroots and let them drive the conversation and agenda for you. Because whether I like it or yes, it's an agenda driven.
Why were
industry.
You laughing?
Forget.
No, he has said it all.
Hey, bro.
Nenye bro, he has said what
I want. The
woman say, "Mama no papa."
Send me your Queen Elizabeth. Banana me teach you.
But what can you know?
That's right. Yeah.
But then, thinking now about with you know investors.
Yes.
You know when the money is there, you get a chance to employ people like you know to join the team.
Yes.
We here for more hands now. So what did America and say? So you know you said it. Give thanks.
We are doing a lot that is not being amplified, and I feel that it's about that time. Long overdue. I would love to see you in that category. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Vocalist of the year.
Charlie.
Listeners, let's end it here. Thank you very much for coming. Where do we get this song?
Everywhere songs are.
But Boomplay is not here. Boomplay is next to here.
No.
Okay, I'll be there. The digital stores is running.
Yeah.
I heard they were folding up.
Yeah, but I think the DSP is running, but running. Their resident office is what I have been.
Why are you shutting down? Because I heard you want to shut down.
I don't know, though. It's, yeah, yeah
something sure. like that.
Something. BBO.
And you just Google it. Google Ras Kuku, Tumi, and all the stores will pop up.
Tumi.
Yeah.
Featuring brother Sammy.
But Andy, will you be surprised if he one day becomes a pastor?
No way.
No, me myself, I'm a pastor.
You're a pastor.
Yeah.
The channel is just different.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Well, whatever the pastor will tell you is in my song. Yeah. Yes, I will not ask you to bring collection.
And you know who the Bible.
But the collection doesn't want to watch. If they stream it, you take your collection.
And
if they stream it, collection and I would
say Pastor Uncle Studio.
Sure. No, don't say that. Your church is the studio. But you also
no, the church, me myself, I'm the church.
Yeah, but why do you
make
you
the studio?
Uh-huh.
My work is the studio.
So you take Bible, your collection
and then the Bible is the book of life, just as the Quran, just as other books, you know. We learn from it. Book in Bible in the Bible, I can say, any Bibia, correct man or be found in my baby. Me Bia, the old mammon, I pick it, then I go by it, I live by it. So, Bible need to be any of it, I can say, any, and now see, no.
But even with that, if the category definition of what a gospel song is was not too judgmental, he is likely to be one of the people who can win gospel song of the year.
No, but that thing we have to
revisit it and see. It doesn't have to be the vessel
because
and how you perceive the vessel.
Huh?
It's a message.
You see, thank you.
I said it's not a genre. Gospel ideally is not a genre.
Is it a genre that Esther Smith is singing Yesu Christo? She's singing on a reggae beat.
It must. She mentioned Yesu, you know.
Yeah.
Now the reggae say Yesu. Why? Jesus, so Rastafari don't Muslim use. Some so they also. If you pick somebody like Luciano, who's always singing about God, singing about Jah, singing about Jesus,
yeah.
All of these, yes, is reggae anyway.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think Akesi Brimpon has been nominated for Reggae Song of the Year. So, I mean, for them, they're able to cross over to the secular nomination. But why can't Ras Kuku Dems make it?
Me myself, I'm winning the Gospel Song of the Year next week.
Positive.
Let's play this song. Let's end it. Listeners, thank you very much for listening. It's been amazing with Ras Kuku. I mean, I just love Ras Kuku.
Who don't love Ras Kuku?
Ras Kuku is someone, if you don't love him, we are begging for. That'd be all. Folks, Star 281#. I'm giving 1,000 Ghana cedis to two people. Rascal could show the 500 account, send me Fancho. Tell me, choose car.
Daybreak hits for Andy Dusty.
Has all the filler in Ghana.
AKA Yesi Yesi.
That is me.
Where are you going with all these gadgets in your shopping basket?
I'm preparing myself for the upcoming elections. My eyes wide, Papa. After I vote, I'll be using the binoculars to see what is happening during the counting. Torchlight when it is lit. And in case they put the lights out, I even have my bobo. Some of us refuse to sit by and watch the EC people change the figures in favor of any candidate.
Do you think that can happen?
Mr. EC, you again. Are you following me or what?
Following you? No, I'm just doing my job to make sure that the accurate information is being shared with the public. Now listen, elections are won or lost at the polling stations and not at the EC offices.
Tell him!
At the beginning of voting, an empty transparent ballot box is shown to all stakeholders and voters. Party agents, observer groups and the media monitor the process of voting. And at the close of voting, the counting is done in full view of all party agents, observer groups, the media and the general public. The presiding officer wears a white glove to do the counting, and when it is finished, the results are entered on a carbonized pink sheet. The pink sheet is signed by all party agents and the results are announced by the presiding officer. A copy of the signed pink sheet is given to the party agents and a copy is also posted on the walls of the polling station for all to see.
So it is a lie if someone tells you that the Electoral Commission can change the results. Elections are won or lost at the polling station, so party agents should check before they sign. As the chairperson in the case of the presidential election will only declare what is brought before her.
This is part of the process towards conducting a free, fair and transparent election by the Electoral Commission.
Uh-huh. Now we know the truth. We won't fall for the lies anymore. Yes, yes, AKA Jimmy Braggart. You must trust the process.
Electoral Commission of Ghana. Transparency and accountability in motion.
The luckiest.
Star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere. For everyone, yeah.
Here's to the friends who dialed star 712 hash and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle. bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. Dial Star 712 hash. Now join in the luckiest winning celebration. Every 1st July 2024. Over dial Star 712 hash. Now I can swear to take it through as a group, individual, and as a, even as a community. Now win is the car cashier. Prizes are cashier in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with Star 712 hash. Now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
Star 712 hash.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah, the luckiest.
This is James. Leave a message.
James, the game's about to start and everybody's here. Salah's got the meat going, Erling's got the cold ones, Saka's chilling. Where are you, man?
All your best football friends are waiting for you to join them for the Premier League. From 10 August to 10 November, you can get GoTV Super Plus now for the discounted price of 265 CDs to enjoy all 380 games of the Premier League live. Don't wait. Upgrade today. GoTV. Love it. T's and C's apply.
Guy, all this talk about what Baomea go do as president, no? Why you know they do am right? They way he be the vice president.
Ah, bro, it be like you dey overrate the VP in post too. You know Shara get power like that too. Everything he dey propose goes through the president. Even that self, see the kind of impact way he make.
Oh, way impact?
Ah, bro, who give us the Ghana card? Who give us mobile money interoperability? Who give us the paperless port system? Who give us gold for oil policy? Even Rana Asmeleni talk, he dey bring electric buses come the system inside. He be the most visible VP Ghana has ever seen. In fact, if he can do all this as VP, imagine what he can do as president.
Mami, I spot them. I will vote give him. I will vote give him.
So like who you want vote give? John?
Dabida.
No point in going back when we can move forward. Where the Australian and Kassan are holding out to number one. In the UFA ballot paper, first thing number one, Baomiani MPP was through her. Hey!
What mama go Miami, Dr. Fabemia, hey, we do, hey, we do, Dr. Fabemia, hey, we do.
Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair at the Good Park, Akramo, from Thursday 14th to 7th in November 2024, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day. Come witness the proud Ghanaian originality, authenticity, and rich culture as we display Ghanaian inventions, locally made clothing, shoes, bags, jewelry, beads, beauty products, Ghanaian music, and many more. This year's fair will be packed with lots of activities and many other surprises. Don't miss out on the fashion show, Cookie Fest, between our favorite audience on Saturday, 16th November at 3 p.m. For further inquiries and information, please contact 050-023-8383. Joy Prime Made in Ghana Fair is brought to you by Joy Prime and powered by Hits FM 103.9. Sponsored by Echo Bank, the Pan-African Bank, Syntex Tank, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, Corn Natural, 100% Cocoa Fruit Juice, Ghana Pay, Mobile Pay, Your Money Your Way, DPS Pipes and Plastics, connecting you to life. Media partners, Joy FM, Adum FM, Asimba FM, Ishura FM, and Love FM.
Make money.
FM Christopher, meet you radio one day, and I have to say, game be a buyer, friend of Game Park. And I'm for a code, no? And I'm dial here. And I'm try to say 3 times. Which are one CDR? Over 5,400. And I'm here, 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 I'm here,
Enye din kra. Dial star 946 hash. Fit chow bed. De din kunim fa game park agree so. Ne benya mula big bray. Enye ya. Ko gameparkgames.com. Ne nyan cheche mu. Game park agree. Enye le mra teche. Show hoso. Enye ma wani ya indi ifye dun woche.
What happens when ancient days meet modernity?
What happens when a goddess wakes up in an era of digital chaos? Witness the epic battle between the past and the present. Catch the intrigue and suspense in Amwanime's era, a brand new epic telenovela, showing Mondays to Fridays on Akwaaba Magic, DSTV Channel 150 and GoTV Channel 102. Available on DSTV Access and GoTV Plus. Dial *759# to stay connected.
Dusty. Daybreak hits with Andy Dusty.
I came to them sometimes, they say they don't know me. Now everybody, they sing my melody. See me, I don't get competing. Come and see money follow.
Rock Doctor.
Rockstar made it.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back here on this 103.9 FM. It's now time for us to talk in the studio. Adam Totome is here present, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, boss.
Everything cool?
By the grace of God.
Yeah, the radiasi.
Just started we close.
I'm not asking you anything.
Ask
how you are. I asked you a simple question. I asked you how you are doing.
I want to say God is good.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you.
I mean, it was amazing. Hey,
and you went somewhere yesterday. But that name, we will not allow you to mention that name here today.
Church. So you don't like church. Just church.
How are you? Simple. I'm fine. Or I'm not fine. Kwame, how are you?
I'm fine, Andy Dusty.
Kwame, why are you now coming late?
I've been here all this while. I was waiting for Kojo Crunchy to have his time. See me.
Okay. Portfolio, welcome.
What's for that? Jine, now so say, I'm going to run about Tom Kono.
Audio, I just tie.
Okay. Portfolio, welcome.
Welcome. It's me, Jine, so say, circle.
Okay. Tourism team, I'm a for Bashi and Hojo runabout Ponko. No, who said it's up on Kony Jinan now.
Ponko runabout.
Till because Ojina Nasa Hojo runabout Ponko now.
Now, who can
circle Kashi boys? Omujom now. 24 hours.
You guys are late. Don't come spoiling. Rocky Dawuni has been nominated for the Grammys. This is his fourth appearance in the Grammy nomination. Rocky Dawuni. The fourth time Rocky has been nominated in the prestigious award scheme. In 2022, his Voice of Bon Bon Volume 1 album also got a nomination in the Best Global Music Album category. It comes after his sixth studio album, Branches of the Same Tree, that was also nominated for a Grammy Award for Best Reggae Album in December 2015. This year, Rocky has earned a slot in the Best Global Music Performance category with the song Rise, jostling with artists like Angelique Kidjo and the Soweto Gospel Choir, Sunlight to My Soul, Aruj Aftab, Ratkirani, I beg your pardon, Jacob Collier featuring Anushka Shankar and Varishashri Venugopal, A Rock Somewhere. Masa Takumi featuring Ron Cobb, Noshir Modi and Dale Edward Chong with Kashira, and Sheila E featuring Gloria Estefan and Mimi Saka. Sheila E, wow. It's a very old artist.
This one, only the Liberian go
know. Oh, no.
Only Liberian. You are your students.
No, but you know Sheila E.
We don't know her.
Okay, do you know Gloria Estefan?
We don't know them.
No, on the most serious note, do you know Gloria Estefan?
We don't know any of them.
Gloria, she did the World Cup theme or something like that about 3 or 4 years ago.
Ask any of my friends here.
But you mean you don't know me? I don't know. You wear every time.
Gloria Estefan, who knows? Old librarian.
But you know her. So if I could reach Yeah.
You know the song?
Yeah, so yes, of course, popular songs, but
she's the one behind it.
Made my bread.
Oh, bread.
The parachiki of the game.
Eddie, mommy bread too much. No. Now, Rocky Dawuni, what's the secret? What at all is the secret? It looks like the guy has the he knows the key. What is it he's submitting? None of the musicians and Kwame, let me start with you.
What's the secret? He's the secret. I think he's the secret. And you see, we've been talking about the Grammy Awards and how to get into the Grammys. And for a long time, I think he's the only one who paved the way for us. And we were thinking that we have more Ghanaians get nominated. In 2015, when his Branches of the Same Tree got nominated in the Reggae Album of the Year category, we were looking forward to seeing more. Now, years on, he's got other nominations with even singles. And when you speak to him, he will tell you he's just playing by the rules of the game. You know, you having your song distributed in the American music market, you... and I think, you know, Andy, I think even apart from having proper record, there are some plugs that you should know. Maybe Rocky Dawuni will not tell us that there are plugs as in the right spot to touch. But I'm not sure it's merely about critical acclaim of songs that are quality, as in a nyompapa. Because when you talk about producing quality music alone, there are a lot of them in the system. A lot of them in the system. When it comes to production and lyrical content. But I think it goes beyond that. It goes beyond just producing quality music. It's all about you knowing the right plugs. If you really want to win a Grammy, what I believe is that get closer to the people that know the game. Let them show you the tricks, the plugs, the right plugs, the right spot to hit. You understand? I believe that's the sole way of getting nominated, because even this year, we had Wiala puts out a statement or a post that she was also submitting for nomination. Kim Promise did the same. We had Black Rasta also do same. It tells you that people are willing to be part of the Grammy Awards and get nominations. But for all you know, they may not be hitting the right spots. Maybe Rocky has it. He knows it. I don't know if any of them has reached out to him to know how it is done, how it should be done.
I have always
but I believe that he knows so, what it takes
don't
to get
make,
there.
You know, it's not apart from producing this quality, how did you get records.
So yeah, maybe
news highlight I'm here.
Get closer to Rocky Dawuni
and then put
to
the
learn the ropes of the job and see how best
going
they can get on the Grammy Awards. Now, mind you, even though a lot of us, you know, have always said that we need, as Africans, we need to also go a long way to have a very formidable African award scheme to honor Africans, because if you take Grammy Awards, no matter what you do, Grammy Awards is for the American music market. They are just trying to sound global by including almost everybody, by creating Latin Grammys, by even intending to create Grammy Africa for Africans. But the basic thing, their primary market is the American market. And so even though I believe, yes, as Africans, we can come together to have our own version of Grammy Awards, I also think that it's prestigious to get nominations or win Grammys.
It's good you've mentioned this. This is for another conversation.
Yeah.
However, Africans, it may be quite
difficult to have something like that. Yeah.
The wranglings. Internal wranglings. Everyone wants to be... This, that.
Do you know Cora? What is ongoing? Yesterday I saw promos of nominations on
Cora
their
is
page.
Back.
Cora has been back for a few years. I think a year or two now. And
Cora is like the Grammys of Africa.
Yeah, go on their page right now and you see nomination videos, you know, there. But how visible are they after their return?
Is it just about the visibility? I think it's about audience. I think people don't revere. It's about the reverence. For example, Davido wins Ikora Award, and he's heavily drumming it in the ears of Africans.
I agree.
That this is our Grammys. This is what we have. Let's champion it. Let's do this. I think with that, a lot of people will pay a lot of attention. Well, sorry, let me catch you in. Let's hear what Rocky Dawuni had to say in an interview. I strongly believe this was an interview with Lexus, and he talked about the Grammy Innovatives
blueprint. And yes, with the tone, with the way the conversation is going, it means that there's a deliberate way you can plug yourself into getting considered for a Grammy.
No. Blueprint, by blueprint, I mean that it has to be innovative. It has to be representative of who you are, where you come from, an original sound.
Yeah.
And at the same time, too, you have to have your songwriting. You know, that's the problem. The problem here that we have a lot of people who can sing good. You know, they can have a beat and roll onto it. But the thing is that they are not creating songs. You know, a song is something that when you peel the beats even away from it, it can stand on its own. But to be able to jump on a beat and then, you know, bounce on the beat up and down and create some ear candy that everybody will hail you for a minute and it's gone, it's not songs. You know, you have to write real songs.
Okay.
And I think that that is something that our artists need to educate themselves about, songwriting. Okay. Because once you have a great song, the production can go in any direction and you still have the song being representative. So I think what I say, the blueprint, is that I embrace all these dimensions into this album. And the album basically was able to break boundaries and was able to bring Ghana its first nomination.
Okay.
But, you know, the thing is that if that has happened, and we just need to be able to understand that, you know, I've seen people trying to say, oh, maybe Ghana will get a nomination. People still don't even come to the acknowledgement that we are already there.
Okay.
Branch of the Same Tree was nominated.
Yeah.
And all we need to do is look at it, study it. It's just one aspect. I'm not saying study only me, but one aspect. And we have the talent and we have the ability, but then we also have a media and that really will not, you know, will go and be highlighting stuff that is not contributing to our industry and hyping it and then hyping beefs and all of that kind of stuff. We need to be serious and focus. And then if we do that with the innovation and the right artists that we have right now, I believe that we will have another nomination, because we need a nomination before we win. So we need another more nomination than mine so that we can be able to create that, what's it called, that should I say, indelible push, so that, what's it called, the Academy voters will know that Ghana, they already know from our initial, what's it called, nomination, but we need to, artists need to be focused and innovate and work hard.
Okay,
and
Rocky,
stop the pull me down, you know, and hustling and fighting each other, and then we, you know, we will reach there. We will reach there.
Righty, that was Rocky Dawuni in an interview with Lexus Bill on Joy FM. Folks, let's hear what Rocky had to say. This was in March 15, 2021. Now, on September 30th, 2022, Rocky had another nomination, and there was another explanation.
I have always mentioned that when you make art for the sake of awards, that's not the way it's done. You know, you just make progressive, good, important art, and then awards become, it's a product of that. So if we have that mindset, that means that we have to be brave to innovate. You know, and innovation should be rewarded. So even when we listen to radio, you know, sometimes, you know, one style catches on and that's what everybody's playing.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who are on the fringes trying to push the music, usually a lot of times don't get that type of support or recognition, because we don't think that that style is, you know, it's prevailing, and people are making, you know, it's not too commercial enough for us to push. But he gave, you know, when he came and people asked him the same, and I've been saying this for a long time, because everybody comes to me and like, how did you get a nomination? Now, like, because, you know, I was innovating the music, I was infusing high life music, I was infusing traditional styles, Afrobeat, you know, and adding it to global music. Just because everybody thinks in their mindset that I'm a reggae artist, they don't even think that, they think that I'm just right there. Even the album that was nominated for Best Reggae Album was an album that fused high life and Afrobeat and different sounds to it. That was how I was able to stand out of the crowd. You know, so for, you know, him to come here and then put in the same question and him going and saying exactly what I've said, is that it validates it. At the same time, too, it's like, you know, I told you that's really what, you know, we just have to be, love what we're doing, you know, embrace what we're doing, because, you know, our traditional styles and high life music provides us with so many different palettes of sounds that if we encourage, like radio, if somebody does something that is cutting edge, we give the support. Some, all of a sudden, people will be more interested in innovating rather than playing what everybody is playing, just because, oh, Afrobeats is trending and all of that. Every song has to sound like Afrobeat. You know, we can't, we have to still remind people that high life music is the foundation. You have to play the people who are fusing high life with different styles, and you create a much more holistic approach to the industry. And I believe that that is what will give us the opportunity to create something too that is uniquely ours.
And that was Rocky Dawuni again. Now, September 2024, Rocky came back. Listen.
The music is bigger than any kind of award. And I say that not to say that there's no value in the Grammys, but we have to focus more on how do we develop our system, how do we invest in our creative environment. High life music, which is the foundation of our music, when you go around, how many high life bands do you see playing out there? How many high life do you hear on the radio here? When people travel to come to Ghana to experience high life, and when they come, you turn on the radio, it's like the playlist is totally different.
Foreign.
So who is doing who? You know what I mean? We have the capacity to change our situation, but we're thinking that the capacity has to come from somewhere else. Let's rise up and transform this place, and the Grammy will just be an icing on the cake. Let's inspire our young artists to be innovative, to be appreciative of their culture, to integrate their culture and their own identity into their creativity. That's what creativity is for. If you don't use it to represent who you are, then who are you?
Daybreak hits. And that was Rocky Dawuni. Portfolio, let me get to you. You heard Rocky. Is that something you disagree?
Yeah, I think, well, let me very circumspect, so this is not taken out of context. But I want to believe that this is just a regular music philosophy that the legend keeps on preaching in connection with how to bag a Grammy nomination. I feel there is something in there that he's not telling us. I respect him for the fact that he's represented us for all these years. But I think we are asking the wrong person how to bag a Grammy nomination.
Why
for
do
Ghana.
You think so?
I think we don't have to ask him, but I know for sure that we have to ask the label or whatever forces that is engineering this whole thing for him. I am cocksure that he sometimes would be equally as clueless as to how he earned certain nomination for the Grammy. I think the power forces behind him are those we should fish out. Because over the years, he has said virtually the same old story of originality, infusing.
Uncle Kennedy has sent me a message. He says, good morning, Andy. Sheila E. Escovedo. Sheila E. is a drama percussionist, daughter of a famous father, Pete Escovedo. A percussionist, they are known jazz artists. Thank you. P.S. She sings too.
That's another librarian. An older version of you.
Uncle Ken. Pastor, you guys.
So, me, I'm cocksure. I'm cocksure that sometimes the legend Rocky Dawuni earns nominations out of his awareness. He will just leave it to the powerhouses that really engineers. So we can only solicit for him because he's an authority in that space. But he's not the right person to ask how to bag a nomination to represent Ghana. The power forces behind it. And you see, Ghanaians would be, you see, anytime he earns a nomination, you know, the talkability around his nomination is not as loud as how we throw other artists that we think are supposed to be in there, especially the one who has been victimized in the trolling game anytime there's Grammy nomination, is Stoneboy, which you and I know. The reason why I'm bringing Stoneboy in this is because Ghanaians will be more excited to see a resident artist who activated his music career here being in there more than someone who represents us from wherever. I mean, I don't know if you are getting me. So, you know, he has been, he activated his music career from the States over here. That is how come
from here to
from here. But I mean the rocket
that span was longer there.
Over there, are you getting it? That is how come even when someone like Stoneboy misses out on Grammy nomination, he becomes a troll. Even when he had not submitted, even when it doesn't revolve around him, he still become a troll. Meaning that Ghanaians really know that they want a resident. That's how come before Sarkodie emerged as the BET winner, people were still not delighted about the fact that a Ghanaian, which is Stormzy, had represented that at BET. They don't care. They want to see someone who activated his music career here representing for the Grammy. And that is where the Ghana will feel like, okay, I get it. So I feel the legend needs to, and I understand him, because labels also need to protect the artists. No matter how you think this is the way, this is a gateway to the Grammy, there's a political element to it that we are not fishing out. We have to probe further than just always asking him how to do it, because he'll go about the same old narrative of injecting. And mind you, now even the Grammy has moved from the quality element of I mean shortlisting to pop now. More popularity injection has been
I agree. Now they don't mention it, but I agree.
Now it has swayed. And now it's a popularity contest. Now I think for the past 3 years I've studied keenly to know that it's not even about quality and whatever, because some of the most ridiculous projects I've ever heard have bagged and won Grammys. Some of the most ridiculous music projects in my books have won the Grammys, and I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, how did this happen? Meaning there's a power force. There's a power force that we are not. So I think we should go beyond asking the legendary Rocky Dawuni to finding who is the, not even the plug, the socket. There's a socket, because talking about originality, we have varieties to choose from our people over here. Talking about whatever element that he thinks.
So, okay, let's end it this way. I want you to end your submission this way. Be bold enough and say it. Are you trying to say that Rocky, if not for the plugs, he wouldn't get these nominations?
Well, I'm tempted to believe so. You see, let me quote Shedda. Shedda was once asked how he made his money. And for the first time, I saw an honest rich man telling us that no rich man would tell you their secret to their wealth. They'll just tell you it be God and hard work. So I'm trying to make this system akin, the whole Grammy thing akin to that utterance, that there is something that he will not tell you, because he's also supposed to protect the interests of his label. And labels are also protecting their artists, because this is some of the CV builder for them. Every label, they have a power struggle internally that they built the artists and empower them with the Grammy to also show up that we are that powerhouse. So
all right,
I think it moved beyond asking him. The real thing is somewhere that we need to fish out, and spare him the interview around the Grammy, because I don't think he opened up that much.
You guys didn't come on time, and so I have very little time to spend. So Martinez, if you can make your submission briefly.
First of all, let me congratulate him and also congratulate Guilty Beats.
Another?
Yes. Guilty Beats' contribution has also been recognized. This is the fourth time Rocky Dawuni is getting the nomination, and we are here to congratulate him again. Last time we congratulated him. My question is winning the Grammy also a problem for him? Because getting nomination is different from winning.
Yeah.
Yes, now he has proven that he knows the game or the technique as to get how to get the nomination. But crowning it with a plaque has also become a problem. I don't know if we've all thought of that or we've taken our mind to that direction, because
Portfolio has been there before. Lastly, he got a tie.
So now it looks like he's trying to raise the flag of Ghana, but he'll be able to raise it if he wins. Because the likes of Burna Boy, Tyler, they've won. And Rocky Dawuni representing Ghana all this while, it has become a bit difficult. I'm not just looking at the nomination, but I am also hoping he wins the Grammys. Because if Rocky gets fifth nomination, Portfolio and Kwame said earlier on, people, even now, people don't even feel the Rocky Dawuni's presence when it comes to Grammys. We've always been crying, oh, we need Ghanaians, we want Ghanaians to win the Grammys and we want Ghanaians to get nominations. Yet Rocky gets nomination and people still see it normal.
When the question is,
we don't even mention it.
Do we back him as much?
We do.
Are you sure about that? How many times do you hear Rocky songs on radio?
Boss, I understand.
With all these fan bases and the championing of artists, who can qualify or get nominations, especially at the Grammys? If you think much reverence or that loudness is given to Rocky, Maza, he'll match the others boot for boot.
Andy.
Don't you think so?
Andy, I agree with what you are saying.
Thank you for
that. Rocky also needs to activate it very well.
The guy is around.
And maybe his projects are playlist by us.
I think for now, his focus is not solely on our market here. Because there should be a strategic plan.
If that's the case, why is he all around radios campaigning? He needs your support. You are not giving him simple.
But what we are doing is also support.
You don't get
and
it.
I get what you are saying. But like I said earlier, he and his team also need to activate something. They also have to be intentional and strategic. Because it's not just about we giving you that kind of support. It's even clear that some people don't even understand the rudiment of the game. Even how it's run, how to even vote and all of that. It's possible that a lot don't even have that understanding.
It's not about how to vote because it's a session of people.
For me, with what you are saying, I agree with what Kwame and Portfolio said. The most important thing is getting a huge record label behind it to engineer this. Because, look, Burna Boy's album, Twice As Tall, was released in US. And it was done by RCA, Warner Music & Co. The same applies to Tyler's music, Davido's album as well. You see, Kim Promise, True to Self album, very good. But then, there should be a heavy hand handling some of these things over there. If it has to do with just releasing the song and getting the nomination, it will be very difficult. Most of our artists are indie labels like Stoneboy. For me, I see Stoneboy as the artist who is next to Rocky Dawuni because of Def Jam factor. But whether we like it or not, our artists need to get a major label because, like I said earlier on, Burna Boy & Co. just didn't get their song released. They have strong machinery. So, with what you're saying, if Rocky Dawuni has a strong machinery like maybe Warner Music or RCA, I'm sure they will find a way to activate
Thank you very much.
Their presence here. And that will help.
Adam, please. I told Martinez, we have just 3 minutes to wrap up. I would appreciate it if you can.
Oh, Chema, what prekra.
Thank you.
Congratulations to the legend. Engineering is key. Thank you.
No. This is
the Obama of the moment.
He has not started talking. Adam, you cannot talk. No. Are you well?
Wamo and Niawu.
Oh, yeah. Are you okay?
Wamo and Niawu.
Andy, see if you feel better.
This is Obama's speech.
Ebi ane home fano.
Ne home fano.
Andi na ashe ne bufu.
Me na ashe ne bufu.
Oh, but Andy Rusty.
Oh, sana kasa uye.
But okay. Portfolio winning award though.
Oh, we'll talk about.
Oh, this. Okay, sorry.
Andy, Adam has a lot to say.
But we need Tide Award.
Our framework says simple. It says Ebenezer answer. They don't get the okay. Ebenezer says, what Martinez is refusing to understand is that Rocky's nominations are always an international category. And it's very hard to win that. Tyler Bernard, they won in more of African category. Awari Famous says, Ebenezer, they don't get the memo. He's just talking because there's a mic. Oh, Masa, go away. You don't talk like that. Who's talking because there's a mic? Ah, man, yes, sir. Kwame T says, I'm Nana Prempeh. No way, Portfolio. You can't say Rocky is not the right person. The industry here is not conscious of pushing a true Ghanaian who's representing us.
The right person.
Let me finish reading. Representing us for more than twice. Instead, forcibly pushing your favorite of supposedly famous artists. How about the industry gatekeepers consciously bringing our A-list artists to collaborate with Rocky to get their awards nominated as well? Beautiful. But with that, Rocky has collaborated with some great musicians here. I mean, the likes of Samini. I think even Branches of the Same Tree, Samini was on that album. Yeah. And that even earned him a nomination at the Grammys. He also did something with Stoneboy. That also got him a Grammy nomination.
Can you disperse the guy's notion for me? I never said I was discrediting him in any way. I said that he's not the right person to ask how to bag a nomination. It's the powerhouse that we should fish. Please.
Right. Andy, please, I want to learn beat making. You, can you please help me out if someone can help me? Yes. Delifoli said, we don't back him. That match is the hard truth. Medallion winner said, the submission portfolio made about the Grammys is absolutely something we should dig into. Aside you, when he said there is something he is not telling us, the PDD issue is a proof. Brakofi Oxide says, good morning, Uncle Andy. My name is John Charmaine. And a Mensa says, Kwabna Winter says, the road to the Grammys is rocky. Let's ask Dawuni.
I'll go record them.
I'll be the manager.
I'll be producer.
Citizen Odum says, I wish Rocky that we need the best. Let's go, Rocky. Well, my friend, Sir Brandy, Peter in the Bible said to Jesus, I tried the whole day and night, but the thing is not working. The question is, are we even trying what he has been saying? Well, that's a very good question. Are we even trying what we are saying? Okay. Let's see who has won my money before I even get to portfolio to ask him about the award. He's also driving around with it. The same thing Caesar did. The same thing Raskuku did.
Yes.
Yes. Wisdom is our cash winner. Wisdom, good morning. Hello, Wisdom. Can you hear me? Hello? Okay. Now, let me get to your portfolio. Congratulations.
Thank you, Godfather.
Let me see the plaque. Oh, yeah. MC Hype Man of the... Let me show our dear listeners and our dear viewers on Facebook. Guys, if you can see...
Is it a plaque or a citation?
Do we have it? It is not a citation.
Is it a plaque?
Oh, yeah, a plaque. What is this?
Or a plague.
What is plague? How do you call it plague? Oh, where you
no, I'm saying a plaque and not say a citation.
Oh.
It's a plaque...
Ghana DJ Awards 24, MC or Hype Man of the Year. How was your reaction? Okay. I think the first person they mentioned was Kojo Manuel.
No, they mentioned Portfolio first.
Yeah, I don't know. Me.
And then somebody also mentioned Kojo Manuel.
No, they mentioned you first.
Yes.
They mentioned Kojo Manuel.
I can't recall.
It was Kojo Manuel.
Matter of fact, I was backstage. I didn't hear Portfolio's name.
Yeah, it was Kojo Manuel first.
I heard Kojo Manuel.
Yeah, so...
So when I saw him backstage with the award, I just got up. I said... Did you win the
So when they were even about to mention, I was seated close to Portfolio. So I was looking at him, and he turned some way. He didn't even want to watch the stage. Then Charlie, his attention I found, and I heard somebody saying, "Aha, this is what Stoneboy also went through."
Yeah, I feel.
Who are they about? Kojo Manuel, and he was still calm. Then they mentioned his name. And I was calling him that. If you mention your name, he said, I don't want to. So he was still doubting and standing. I said, yeah, bold, go. Then he went up the stage and they gave his...
Isn't a long time coming?
5 years. The Rocky Dawuni of the category. So this time around, I have a reason to tell my people how it is won. This time around, they're not going to... Because they equally...
Is that something you are not telling? give us the rundown. That is why I said it. After 5 years.
I get in it. So I've always been the Rocky Dawuni of this category. But this finally, I get to tell my people that's Charlie. Like I said, I really feel there's a powerhouse behind everything. And... I would also want to acknowledge this platform in a way because it also has some element of input in the mileage I have in the country in 2024 under review. And also, I mean, the TGMA factor, which I was always robbing Stoneboy. The core reason why I also did a part of dedication to him because his brand effect also gave me some sort of amplification. And so I'm grateful towards that. I only want to make an appeal, capitalize on this platform to make an appeal that, let me not sound too boastful, but I think there is one of the years they have gotten a winner, one of the winners who really represents what this category is supposed to define proper. And yes, and I feel moving on, if they can revisit the category and see if they would want to detach the hype man bit from the MC bit, or make it hybrid and still also, because this over the years, the winners over the years have represented only one side of the culture. And I feel that they have to come clear on trying to also make, we can have two categories for MCs in the whole, I mean, and Ghana DJ Awards, maybe Best MC or maybe Club MC or whatever, so that if it represents people for what side of the whose culture they represent. And so I'm blessed to be part of the few versatile ones who has registered a seat in the MC side and also the hype man side. But the award scheme definition has disincentivized people who are equally doing well in the MC side. Yes, because Godfather, go to the other sectors of events, like event space, and see people who are doing amazing over there that the scheme doesn't capture them. And I want to be a mouthpiece for them. You go to the wedding industry, the other industries, you hear names like Okokobioko over there, you hear names. There are names. Yes, the comedian, there are names that are not being captured. And so I feel the scheme should make sure it doesn't vomit people who are also doing. I mean,
right. Let me try my winner again. Wisdom. Yeah. Wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Andy. Yes, sir.
Chale Albi. Yeah, Wisdom. Chale Wisdom, you won my money.
Yes, sir.
Chale, congratulations. How much did you stake?
5 cities.
Huh. Where's that them? 5 cities.
5 cities.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
Chale Wisdom, is this your first time winning?
No, my fourth time.
Fourth time?
Yes.
Huh. What is that secret?
Wait,
are you talking to us from your washroom or something?
We know.
Okay, Wisdom. Charlie, congrats to you and have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Always try. And when you can also win too, *281#. It's never too late for you today. Listeners, let's end it all. A big thank you to Victor Electronics. Now, they're still running their Black Friday promotion. Victor Electronics. So, they've opened a new shop at Kaswa. Yeah. It's finally here. They have 32-inch televisions, Nasco air conditioners, twin-top washing machines, Infinix Smart mobile phones, Technopop pressing irons, all of them at reduced prices, ceiling or standing fans, 2-burner gas stove with glass, all of them. Please call Victor Electronics on 055-220-2854. 055-220-2854. Visit the website at victorelectronicsgh.com. Victor Electronics, your electronics superstore. Now, y'all know that we are winning. This one, I'm about to check if I have won. Chop money from Dewa. Dewa 539. Rise and win with Dewa Chop Money. Play now, and by the time your breakfast is done, your winnings will be in your mobile wallet. Dial *446#, *446# now, or visit Dewa, the NLA.com, to start winning. And yes, a farmer, big time. Let's end it all. Thank you all very much for listening. Big thanks to Ecobank, Betway, MTN, Franco Trading Enterprise, Game Park, Cowbell, Cowbell Cafe, Akono Sweet Ginger, Big O Flavored Drink, Top Herbal Clinic, DSTV, Victory Electronics, Dewa Chop Money, Afrilock, Heritage Christian University College, Aquame sponsors Dawson. Hey, Mami Fessy, I'm Mr. Aglas up next with Music Box. Thanks so much, Portfolio. Thanks so much, Adam Chachome. I guess Portfolio will come and we'll talk extensively tomorrow. Special thanks to Martinez, Kwame Dadzi, and to you for listening. Have a wonderful day, folks. My name is Andy. Bye bye for now. Every day.
Music Box.
You're listening to the Music Box.
103.9.
Bringing you your favorite tunes.
Let's go and sing them, call them broken artists. That's the love will never pass it.
103.9.
Sean Paul and Sasha.
It's epic.
Come sing for them, baby.
103.9.
Though you may be hollow, though you may be sweat, I can't get to tenderness. Still, I can't get you off my mind. What is it?
Man, that's a